stood asked me to describe my life before Jesus. Before Jesus, I was alone and lost. I had absolutely no idea how to live my life and no one that I could turn to for help. I stumbled through darkness, and it took 3 brushes with death before I finally saw the light. That light for me was Jesus Christ. Now that I have been saved, life is no longer the struggle it once was. Finding Jesus has given me a renewed will to live. His love fills me with the hope for the future. I have goals again, and I believe with God's guidance, I can reach them. I am so grateful for this church. Without it, I would never have found Jesus and gotten saved. And I thank Rachel, who unfortunately cannot be here today, and I hope everyone can pray for her. She's not feeling very well. But she brought me to the recovery ministry on Friday night, and with her, I got down on my knees and I got saved. Ever since that day, I have been a new woman. I feel much more confident now that I have Jesus on my side. And while I was in treatment, I started this gratitude journal. And so every night, I write a letter to God. And I ask him, I thank him for the gifts that he has given me, and I ask him for help with all of my problems. And I think that that has really strengthened my relationship with God, and it's the foundation of my life now. And there was a couple verses that Pastor Josh brought up on Friday night and just so happened to be in my daily meditation the next day, and there's no such thing as coincidences. God is good. And so these are, it's Philippians 4, 6, and 7. Fret not about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus.